We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Try This Podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an actor slash comedian slash improviser slash graphic designer slash idiot who lives in Chicago. You're also probably saying, Bacon, what is this podcast? Explain it to me. Well, it's simple. Every week, I get some of the best comedians in Chicago to come on the show and do a podcast in a theme or style that they've always wanted to do or something that they thought would be really fun. An example of this is one episode we're going to do, Drunk News. It's when two people get drunk and then talk about the news from the past week. And we're only going to do that one week, and it's going to have different segments in it, and it's going to feel like it was pulled from a series of from another podcast. I'm really excited about this idea, and I want to thank you so much for checking us out. Now, this week's episode is with Claire Meyer and Katie Virgo. Claire thought it would be super fun to do a podcast about Katy Perry that was done by two teenage girls and a 45-year-old man. So Claire Meyer and Katie Virgo are going to be the teenage girls, and I'm going to be playing a 45-year-old man. And the name of the podcast is called Part of Us. We join them right in the episode where they review the Katy Perry documentary, Part of Me. Enjoy.
Welcome to Part of Us, where we review everything Katy Perry. Last week we discussed costume design, and this week is the granddaddy of them all, Katy Perry's documentary, Part of Us. I'm your co-host, Katie with a Y.
And I'm Claire, back from a two-week staycation with bronchitis, 15 years old, and glad to be here.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm 45 years old, and I'm the biggest Katy Perry fan in the world.
We'll see.
Yeah, I am, you guys. I am. Thank you so much for having me on every week. We're 3 minutes in. I wrote this down. My first note that I wrote down is we're 3 minutes in, and I already love this film. It's already probably my favorite film of all time.
Definitely my favorite Katy Perry film.
And when the screen came across and said a Perry production.
That was good.
Mm. A Perry production.
I've never seen that before.
Mm-mm.
A Perry production.
And I also want to say the very first shot that we see of Katy, she doesn't have makeup on.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Winnie Cooper.
So brave.
Yeah, she does look like Winnie Cooper.
Robert, you are profusely sweating.
I'm sorry. I ate a lot of Junior Mints and ate a lot of popcorn during this movie.
You already took one bathroom break.
Oh, yeah.
That took like 35 seconds.
You guys, I want to tell you that I love that you have me on every week. I don't like how you give me a hard time every week when I'm on.
You just go to the bathroom so much whenever we watch any of her stuff.
And every time you do it, we're like, Robert, stop it. It's like, stop it, Robert.
What are you doing in there? You never know what you're doing in there.
I'm just peeing.
That's hilarious.
I'm just peeing, you guys. My favorite part of the movie, 5 minutes in, there's some older people. And we're not going to guess their ages, you know. And they say, we don't care how old we are. We're Katy Perry fans. And that really struck a chord with me.
We are Katy Perry fans, and we don't care how old we are.
Use the bathroom right after that, too.
Okay, well, let's not tell everybody every time I have to use the bathroom, okay? Shortly after, we get our first glimpse of Russell Brand.
Oh, I
loved him in the beginning. I loved him.
The thing is, when you've got a girlfriend, you gotta back her up. The whole time. So when I saw him, I was like, no!
She's crying. We'll get to the sad parts after. All right, you guys?
When you meet an angel, you don't throw her out.
Okay.
You don't throw out an angel.
You don't.
He's like the bad boy. That's what I like about him.
He is. He's, I...
He wouldn't use the bathroom 11 times during an hour and a half documentary.
He would.
He wouldn't worry my dad if I did a podcast with him.
Okay. What'd you guys feel about the beginning of the movie? I mean, I was really soaked about it. I was very excited.
You just think it's going to start off. It's going to be a slow. There's going to be a build. They're going to go to a three. made a 10, come down to the 7, credits. Wrong. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, credits.
But here's the thing. I think she can sing. She can dance. She can go from Winnie Cooper to a Disney princess.
She can lose her faith in God.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. In the beginning of the movie, they talk about how she was raised super religious.
And her dad is Bono. Did you see that?
Yeah, you see, I am not, can we rate, I am not a fan of her parents at all. Like, I hate her dad and mom. They seem very controlling. They seem manipulative. And they did, it felt like damage control.
All right. Slow down, old man Robert.
Oh,
woo, woo, woo. Parent hater patrol.
They hated her, and then she got famous, and they had no choice but to go with her.
Robert, are you an atheist?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, that's a really deep question.
Aren't you scared?
What happens after death? That's the most natural thing in life.
Because if I'm wrong, it's like, whoops. You know, and I'll never know. But if you're wrong, wow, that's eternity of being wrong.
Well, I mean, you're just making one. I mean, there's a million religions, so you're guessing that yours is right and the odds are against
it. Well, at least I'm guessing.
How do you count for ghosts?
Oh.
You guys, I don't believe in ghosts.
What?
What?
Have you ever seen Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, I have. I laughed at it.
Sometimes I feel all of a sudden cold.
That's
like at nighttime.
Like,
you know?
When I go in the basement, I feel that too. That's how I know.
Robert, have you ever taken a shower? Have you ever taken a shower? Have you, Robert?
I have
taken
a shower.
Have you ever taken a shower and then all of a sudden it gets really hot? That's a ghost.
That's not a ghost.
That's a ghost, child.
It's not a ghost.
That's a ghost that's stuck in there.
That's okay.
Let it out.
It's not. Okay. You guys, I don't want to teach you about plumbing. I don't want to teach you about plumbing again. But
have you ever gotten into bed and you like felt a shock?
Yeah, that's static. Ghost. That's ghost. Static electricity.
Ghost.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten to kiss a woman and you fall through her? She was a ghost.
No, that's
Robert,
never,
that's a ghost.
That's never happened.
It's like, okay, thanks for the date. Mwah!
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay, it's not. That's from movies.
I kissed a ghost and I liked it. Taste of her soul inside me.
It feels like we've gotten really off track, you guys. I don't want to talk about ghosts. I don't want to talk about my religion. How did you feel about her parents?
They were all right.
What kind of pastor? A Pentecost Christian?
He's the one that he thinks he could touch people and it makes him better.
And he speaks in tongues.
Yeah. Like a Slytherin.
Ooh la la bee bow.
Okay.
But there was one part that really touched me. And it's when she was in her recording studio after she decided that she didn't want to be Alanis Morissette anymore. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm Avril Lavigne!
Right away, they had A&R people telling her who she should be, who she needed to be. One was Avril Lavigne.
Really go for it. You're going to be really angry on this chorus.
Ah! I'm Avril Lavigne!
Robert,
this is the part of the movie that my friend Katie really liked.
I always say that Claire is going to be the next Avril Lavigne.
Stop it! I'm going to be the next Claire.
That's good, Claire. I hope you do well.
All right, perv.
Just trying to be supportive.
Well, and I liked when they were talking about that, they harnessed her to glow. They were glow lights, and they were pulling on her arms. And
Robert, listen to Claire.
I'm listening.
And pulling on her legs and pulling on her legs, and she was like, no. And she took that metaphor. And she changed us.
She ran with it.
And we looked through Katy Perry's eyes. And we saw.
We did.
I like the part where she wore a t-shirt that had Kanye West's face as a King Tut.
I like that.
That was so funny.
What do you think that means? Is it because pharaohs were black?
Uh-oh.
What?
I get really nervous about race.
Okay. Well, let's get off the topic of race, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Aren't you Jewish?
Uh-oh.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Well, Jews believe in
Jesus. Wait, Robert, wait. Claire, do you believe in Jesus? Wait, best friend talk here. We need to, no, wait. How do you explain ghosts if you don't believe in Jesus?
I'm not
he
Jewish.
Rose on the third day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to go into this is the part of the show where Katie and Claire suddenly talk about religion. Last week, it was Katie finding out there was an actual religion called Pastafarian.
Aren't you Jewish?
You just said it once and I rolled with it.
But you sound like an old Jewish grandma.
This is the part of the show. I guess we've combined two segments. This is when Katie insults Claire, not knowing that she's insulting her.
That's just my voice.
Okay.
That's just my voice.
You're always wearing those like weird plastic nylon zip-up nightgowns.
What do you think Judaism is?
Cool. Let's get back to the show. Do you guys notice that she records herself a lot? They showed a lot of footage of her recording herself.
I have hours and hours and hours of footage of myself, just in case they make a documentary about me. I wake up, footage.
Really?
I brush my teeth, footage. I eat a Subway sandwich, footage. I find a dog I like, footage. I put on a new pair of pants, footage. I don't tell you why I'm changing my pants, footage. Mystery. History revealed.
Katie, do you ever
you
record yourself?
No, only when I'm in the bedroom.
What?
There's a part in the movie where she dives into the audience face first.
Oh, what was that? Your favorite part,
crotch,
Robert?
Crotch, 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 crotch.
A boing.
I just thought it was weird that she would do that, and a whole group of people would grope her.
Why?
Because I tried it and she didn't like it.
Wait! You met Katy Perry?
Yeah, I met Katy Perry.
You touched her boob?
I tried. Because Katy Perry is a grown adult. And that's something that any man would want to do.
I'm 16. I'm practically a woman. I bleed.
Stop saying that. Gross. Stop saying that.
Monthly.
Gross.
The moon cycle.
Gross.
Mine's a coming. Any
gross.
Minute.
Gross.
Could be now. Could be now.
It's a harvest moon.
Oh my God. So, about 46 minutes in, she talks about the love of her life.
Russell.
No. Russ, sweet. What a, no. Listen.
What a naughty.
She truly believed in that man and her dreams, and they just fluttered away like a butterfly.
Oh, I hope she writes a song called Butterfly.
Very poetic.
And I just think that maybe they both weren't working hard enough at it. And just life can be really hard and demanding. Like when I have my learner's permit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I hit the mailbox. And now I don't have my learner's permit anymore.
I can only drive when my mom's in the car.
Yeah, that's a learner's permit.
Part B. Katie, what do you think the song Butterfly would sound like if Katy Perry wrote and sang it?
I feel like it would sound something more like a Hey Jude.
Oh, wow. Robert, do you have a take on it? Go
Butterfly?
Ahead and sing it.
Butterfly, butterfly, you are so delicate in the sky. Butterfly, butterfly, why do you fly so high? Your wings are full of powder to help you fly in the sky.
It is really beautiful, Robert.
You're so old.
Okay.
You rhyme butterfly with sky just like LeVar Burton.
Okay, you guys. Also, Lady Gaga makes a short appearance.
No, she doesn't. Didn't see her.
Mm-hmm.
She was clearly in the movie.
Bye-bye. Thanks for playing.
She had a...
Smell you later.
She had a...
She's not even a true musician.
Lady Gaga's not even her name.
What's her name?
Alice Watkins.
That's not true.
It could be.
No, it's not.
Prove it.
Okay. Well, she's in the movie. She has a big silver thing on her head. We see her and then
she's
we
see... She's got a big nose.
Justin Bieber makes a short appearance in the movie.
Short? Because... No, wait. Robert, say it again.
Justin Bieber makes a short appearance in the movie.
Because he's so short.
He is. I hate him. I hate that he was in this movie. I thought it was going to be a Katy Perry movie, and I hate that Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber
Wait,
were in
say
it.
The short line again, Robert.
Say it one more time.
Justin Bieber was in the movie for a short period of time.
Short just like his career.
All right.
Robert, just one more. I mean it. That's the last one.
One more?
Yeah, just say the short line one more time.
Justin Bieber is in the movie for a short period of time.
Short, just like your shorts that don't fit right.
Oh! These fit fine. I've gained some weight
Tell
over
your ball sack that. Okay. Wait, I'll do it for you.
We see a lot of Katy Perry's sister.
Can we? Yes.
Yes.
How do you guys feel about Katy Perry's sister?
Good for her for trying.
She, you know... I just feel bad for her.
Why?
Because she's just like, she's always going to be like her sister, but like the roly-poly, like putty version of her sister.
Wow.
I always saw music videos where people throw things around and make a big ruckus. And then I remember, oh my God, someone has to clean that up. And then with this, it's like, it's her big sister. Her whole job is cleaning up after Katy. Wow.
I wonder if that's how my sister feels.
Oh, maybe. Wow. We should all call our sisters.
I don't have a sister.
I don't either, but I'd call her.
Did your sister die too?
No, I just never had a sister.
Is she a ghost, Robert?
There's no ghosts.
Did you hear that?
All right.
What about when her sister got married? What about the divorce? Wait, there's still so much more to talk about.
Well, we see...
What about her peppermint boobs?
Well, her peppermint boobs could be the whole podcast if we want to talk about that. But towards the end of the movie, we start to hear, you know, Katy breaking down, and we kind of see where her marriage starts to break down. So let's listen to that.
I can hear you still.
What's with these tears, Katy? Trying to figure out what's going on here.
Isn't it? She feels depressed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not meant to make you upset.
What is that?
It's a necklace that she got for her birthday from Russell. The day after she got it, she lost it at the venue.
That man who, I never figured out who he was, but he always wore bright shirts. When he said,
her manager?
She hid this from us. She sheltered me. I thought, she sheltered us all, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you just don't know a person until you see their documentary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah, like you shouldn't make judgments about people until you get to know them. That's kind of what you're saying.
We get it, Robert. You're so cool, so chill.
No,
your
I'm just
shorts
saying that.
Fit super well.
They fit okay. I would wish you'd stop looking.
You're super old. You know way more than us.
I'm 45.
You've
I'm
been
not
divorced.
That old.
Your wife divorced you.
We divorced each other.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I don't. Well, when
why did your wife divorce you?
This podcast is supposed to be about Katy Perry. We all love this together.
Robert, you're using the voice again.
I'm sorry.
Robert.
I'm sorry.
The voice.
I guess we came to the part of the show where Robert has a little breakdown, and I get my 15 seconds to just vent. There's no going back. You know, I don't think that society should be allowed to choose what a man should and should be, and I feel like there's a lot of people who feel the same way about women. And I'm 100% down with that. And I just feel like, you know, maybe I should be able to allowed to have emotion. And I should feel fine to be able to cry in front of people that I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, 15-1000.
Which ones were your favorite spinny boobs?
The favorite boob
top.
Costume?
Which one was your favorite?
Ooh, I would say the peacock costume. The peacock costume was my favorite costume. What was your guys' favorite costume?
I like the Hershey kisses.
I like the Hershey kiss.
That's hilarious.
Oh. I got it, yeah.
How big do you think her areolas are?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You guys, we can't talk about this.
I don't know.
Okay, no. All right, now we've come to the part of the show
how
where
how big does an areola have to be to land a plane on it?
Now we come to the part of the show where the girls talk inappropriately about Katy Perry's breasts.
Do you think that her nipples are like braille? Like they're like all bumpy?
Listen, I don't know if this is something you're supposed to say. One of them, it feels like it's caving in, and I don't know if that's part of the process, and it's just going to pop out one day, but it feels like it's moving inward. Now, when I saw Katy Perry's boobs, I said, that's what it's supposed to be, Claire. See, that's what you want.
Nobody is a wrong body.
I don't need to have the next Katy Perry boobs. I need to have the next Claire boobs. You know what I mean?
And that's the end of the segment of when the girls inappropriately talk about Katy Perry's boobs.
I feel like I didn't get enough time to talk about her tots.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Big old titties.
So there's a part in the movie, we paused so I can go to the bathroom.
Again?
Yeah, and she was making the most beautiful face. We're going to go ahead and share that on our blog. Make sure to check that out. Trythispodcast.com. You could see the most beautiful picture of Katy Perry I've ever seen.
Make sure that if you're a man, that you wrap yourself in cellophane or any other, maybe a tarp, plastic bag, garbage bag. Yeah. Slip and slide.
Yeah, because you're going to sweat a lot.
Now, we come to the part of the movie where Katy Perry starts talking about the love of her life and how she wants it to be a fairy tale.
This is the part of the movie where Katy Perry explains her whole divorce. Oh. The reason that they got divorced is because Russell only came to two of her shows.
You think that's why?
That's it. And she said, come on, come to these shows. And he was like, listen. And she was like, bye.
Just so everyone knows, we don't have Russell Brand in the studio with us. It is, that's actually Claire doing
it. Can you
Russell
believe
Brand.
It?
That's really good. Claire, that's really good.
Listen, I'm Russell Brand.
Now we come to the part of the show where we sing our favorite song from the segments, and I think we've been saving Firework for this
Robert,
one.
Robert, I don't know if there's time. I'm just saying because it's been a while, and people might stop listening.
Okay.
Like the 4th of July, because baby, you're a firework. Just come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go, as you shoot across the sky. I.
Thank you, guys. Wow. That was another great episode.
My whole face is sweating.
That was another great episode of Part of Us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm Robert. I'm 45. I'm the biggest Katy Perry fan in the world.
And I'm Claire. I own 7 grand champions.
I'm Katy with a Y.
And just keep in mind that Katy Perry is a part of all of us. That wraps up the very first episode of Try This Podcast. If you want to listen to more episodes, please subscribe to us on iTunes or go to trythispodcast.com. If you want to get a hold of us or say something to us in an email, email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. If you like the episode, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps get the word out. Also, tell your friends about the show and share it on whatever social media thing that you enjoy the most. We'll be back next week. I'm Robert Bacon. And keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this, now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.
Try This Podcast is not endorsed by Capitol Records or Paramount Pictures and is intended for information and entertainment purposes only. The official Katy Perry movie site can be found at katyperrypartofme.com. Katy Perry Part of Me and Katy Perry songs are all copyrights of Metamorphosis Music, Capitol Records, Paramount Pictures, Imagine Entertainment, Perry Productions, AEG Live, EMI Music, Pulse Films, Magical Elves Productions, and Splinter Films, or their respective trademark and copyright holders.